As I mentioned before, Ben Wilson, Managing Director of Medical Travel Companions, joins us. G'day, Ben.
How are you, Peter? Good afternoon.
I'm well. You've been very busy. Just tell us a little bit, the quickest way of explaining your business would be if you did it. Tell us a little bit about Medical Travel Companions. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Look, it's only been established for some 14 months, and we've launched it with Singapore Airlines as one of the major affiliate partners only some 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it basically enables people to travel that wouldn't have the opportunity to travel, because we dispatch a professional companion with individuals for the flight only or an entire journey.
Okay.
So it's a premium service, Peter. It's obviously at a cost, but it enables a lot of people who can would love to travel but can't for a variety of reasons. So it really stemmed from my father, who was elderly, couldn't travel for a variety of reasons. He actually's got mild Parkinson's and wanted to go to the UK to see someone, and we could dispatch someone with them. So it really is just a reassurance for a lot of elderly people, or we even do travel nannies for families.
Look, you correctly state that it is a premium service. It's expensive to travel, so actually having someone to travel with you is going to be expensive, so it is not for everyone. So most of the companions, are they medical companions? Is that the biggest part of your business?
At the moment, Peter, obviously it's quite new, but it's starting off. We've got travel nannies right through to registered nurses or a paramedic if a client would require that. So these people are all definitely qualified. Some of our travel nannies are actually nurses anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So having that clinical background often gives a lot of our customers that peace of mind or reassurance. If they have to take medication at a certain time, we can act as a prompting mechanism to that. So, and obviously help with customs, immigration, luggage going through these large airports.
I'm thinking of big families, Ben, and okay, it is going to be expensive, but if you have 4 or 5 younger children, you have a nanny who's a trained medical professional as well, but also just to help out with the kids on the flight. We all know some of the horror stories that are around flying with young children, but just to engage with the kids on the flight as well, is that a part of the service?
Yes, absolutely. We've had a lot of inquiry on that. We actually have done a job from between Hong Kong and New York. There was a young family. They actually had a young child with special needs. So it really enabled the parents to have a break when they're in a place like New York for 10 days. Our travel nanny could do the flight, but also look after the child during the day.
Do you have all of these or some companions all around the world, or would it be a case, say, that I had a family member in New York, for example, and wanted someone to accompany them back to Australia to visit us? Do you have to send someone over there, or have you got people based all around the world?
Yeah, at the moment, Peter, majority of our companions are based in Australia, but we also have people now in London, not in New York, but LA, and Singapore. So it's starting to grow larger and larger, really, as we need these companions in various other locations.
Ben, I believe
to do the work for us.
I believe you have a background in the aviation industry. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. And I was an executive at Ansett Australia in the good old days, Peter. So I've brought that experience really together with. I've had the last 15 years has been spent in the health sector anyway. So. My co-founder is a doctor. I'm not. So it's Professor Matt Hooper. So he's the clinical brains behind the business, and I'm really the commercial side of things. So, yeah.
Are you hoping to roll this out with other airlines, or are you just comfortable coupling up with Singapore at the moment?
I think that's obviously the longer-term vision. We have an arrangement with Singapore Airlines, so we're offering this service for all Australian outbound flights, of which obviously there are quite a lot of flights out of places like Perth and Sydney and Melbourne, et cetera, every day. So, but I think come December, we'll probably extend this out to the other carriers. So it's,
Well, it sounds like you're very busy. And look, like you say, it is a premium product, not for everybody, but I think enormous scope, particularly with big families or with the elderly or people who need the medical attention. I'm sure there's a huge market there. Thanks for your time, Ben.
Okay, thanks very much, Peter. Cheerio.
Ben Wilson, Managing Director of Medical Travel Companions.